thought about that?
A Osmo's food truck?
Yeah.
Nah.
I say we can't go out like that.
Osmo's for me has been there in good times and bad, but I've had those ones where they're just like, when a food experience is bad enough, it'll deter you. And I'll still eat it now and then, but I'm like,
what's the line? Worth.
Yeah, 100%.
That's me with Popeyes and those mini sandwiches with the
Delta
spicy
mini?
Sauce. They
you
got
those ones?
Yeah. So because the spicy sauce, it ain't good to me. If I. It's like an Ozempic treatment, you know. Once I get it,
I'm telling you,
I'm
bro,
cleansed.
Cleaned out.
I like it when I'm always trying to make his chicken extra spicy. I'm always like, yo,
damn. Don't worry, I'll get to that. We go get to that
radiation jar. And I'm like, yeah, I want to work on my preservation skills, like for like jar peppers.
Okay.
Yeah, I roasted some peppers and I put them in a jar and it was banging. It was banging. I'm trying to figure out.
I always see these videos and I want. They make me feel so adventurous, but it's just like, yo, it feels like it's so out of my league. This man was making, I don't know how to pronounce it, I'll butcher it, gochujang sauce or something like, it's like a Korean sweet chili paste kind of sauce.
Okay.
And this man is like filling up the jar, putting salt over it to prevent the mold, putting a cheesecloth on.
Yeah, once you lose me with a cheesecloth,
like,
it's a different level.
That's a process and a half, bro, but that shit looks like, yo, well
good.
Worth
it's
it.
It's like a jelly?
Something like a
spicy,
paste, spread or like a paste kind of.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if it's like kimchi or what it is, but cultural misappropriation at its finest. Yes, y'all. Gather around, y'all.
Yeah. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Craig went to the presidential debate. I had some events to cater for. We are here.
My mom tripped and fell down an escalator. Sorry, fell up an escalator.
Are you serious?
Yeah, we'll get into it.
What a cliffhanger.
We left everything out here. It's a nice, beautiful day out there in Toronto. We're here to celebrate episode 69. Please insert your memes, puns, your jokes. Treyway.
Insert.
Of the Hidden Six. Let's go.
Oh man.
Fell up the damn escalator, Zane.
That's an art, really.
I don't know how she pulled it off, but
is she good?
Yeah, she's okay. Apparently she punctured her kneecap. I've never heard of that.
What? Hold on. I asked if your mom is good and like she's fine,
she's
but
tough as hell, man.
She blew her kneecap out. What?
It was a little red until the antibiotics kicked in.
Ooh.
Pretty nasty fall though.
Okay.
Malfunctioning escalator and just those spikes waiting for you at the top. Just the worst place for you to be falling, man.
Oh, that sounds like a bag.
Sounds like a diamond.
Yeah, there is. You seriously have that talk? You never.
She
like,
is okay.
Yeah, she is.
Oh,
okay.
I told her to milk that shit.
Yeah,
like,
you're like,
you she's like, I went home. I was tired. I was
you're
like,
bro,
what? I would have been rolling.
I would have still been on the escalator crying.
That's it. Everything. I want everything.
Come get me.
Thankfully, she's okay. So
okay. Shout out to Craig's mom. Speedy recovery.
Yes.
Yeah.
100%.
I messed up my wrist.
You're looking
coincidentally, right? That's not that bad, right?
I can see the difference.
It's not that bad. I'll tell everybody it's not that bad. But yeah, I'm at 20% mobility. It's a pain because I was ready to golf. None of that. All I got canceled. No work, canceled, x-rays and all that. So I gotta wait for my results. But hey.
Nothing stopping you from rocking this microphone though. That's it. There's one thing Zane was made for, whether he is fully mobile or not, and that is podcasting.
And my good friend here, Craig, as the co-host. And Craig, don't you know it, guys, is on his way to his bachelor party coming
out. I had to fit this in before I go because these are words that will forever be cemented in history.
I know, right? It's getting so close.
I know. Time is finally
approaching, but man, you've been done. You've been cooked. You've been a husband. Yeah,
I've been on that shit. I've been on that type of timing.
Yeah, it's just waiting for the moment, right?
I'm excited because the last time I got to hang out with our group fully together, the Avengers fully assembling, was during COVID, and it's been a minute. So yeah. I got my boy driving down from Ottawa.
So everybody's committed.
Local, everybody's committed. Everybody's rocking with it. So
it's a beautiful
it's
thing,
be a
man.
Classic night. So
be safe.
It's not going to be. Yeah, I hope it's not going to turn into no hangover type shit. I don't want to end up on a roof of the hotel or nothing crazy. But
that's the best part, Craig's like, I'm too old for that.
If I'm the one finding Doug, sure. I don't want to be Doug, bro. I don't want to be Doug. Yeah, I'm excited, man. It's going to be a good weekend. It's been action packed and it will continue to be. So it's like, you know, life moves at us very fast. Everybody yeah, knows that, right? At the same time, you always got to take a little time, smell the flowers. But sometimes it just ain't there.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're smelling those flowers it's going 100 miles per hour on the freeway and you're like,
oh, you're allergic. Is that a road?
Squirrel. But yeah, we got a lot. And as the world turns, I mean, so have the current events nonetheless. So we got a few to go over that are going to be current and ongoing, let's call it. Some, some things we're following up on since our last chat. We also sit down, grab you a shot.
Yes. Oh, it's tradition. Ta-da. Mm.
Hell yeah.
I was going to make a drink with that with peanut butter. On peanut punch as well.
Yo, that would be pretty good.
Then I said, no, I thought of your drink. I'm like, I did this with Craig. I'm not doing
it. Butter whiskey.
I'm not doing that.
I've had this saved. It's not going to make it to the next time you come over. I had cookie dough whiskey on deck.
Ooh.
Yeah. You know what?
Not as aggressive.
Straight shots are ass. I'm not going to lie. No, it tastes like ass. But when you mix it with certain things,
ooh,
that thing slaps, bro.
The rock like out.
That you could be drinking a chocolate chip cookie. You never thought it was possible.
Well, speaking of which, I have to make some. Thanks for time.
Set the reminder.
Orders.
Set the timer.
I'm a busy man, Craig. It's so weird. Like so many things are coming my way, and I just have to what's the line? Don't block your blessings. It's like I get a little bit naive about a lot of my opportunities, and just not like it's okay, it's cool. I don't have to do that.
I could pod next time.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not right. No, guaranteed. We're always thinking about when's the next time we can squeeze in a recording just due to lifing, man.
It's hard, too, if you're a person that doesn't say no easily for one, or two, does not set time aside for yourself properly. I've been in that so many times. I've been in that situation where you just yes to everything. And then, like, before you know it, you look at your calendar. You know it's busy.
Half the year is gone
when you have to use this calendar.
Potting would definitely speeds the year up.
Oh yeah,
because that
have like a
in my head it's 2 weeks, but then it feels like a week. It's always like, yo, I swear we just did this. Mm-hmm. So it makes it's a big mark. It's a giant marker. It's big a time. Giant marker that's very like it stands out. So you feel it, and the year flies by, and you're gonna think, you know what? I need to do something for myself.
Well, yeah, 70 episodes, which is what we're approaching, is equivalent to. Almost 140 weeks if we're doing it every 2 weeks.
Look at Craig with the math, yo.
That's a lot.
Craig, you know what? You should have been on Joe Biden's team to give them some good advice.
I don't think I could have saved that man.
No.
Who could have saved that man, bro? You could have the dude from Romeo and Juliet who is the... Tell him he's a bitch. Yo, tell him. Tell him he'll reduce taxes.
You need...
Ain't fixing it.
No, they need that, like, what the debate needs. Is the like the Game of Thrones setup where they're in the room but they have like the hand,
the house speaker,
yeah, and you have the guy lurking behind a statue that gives you the look like no, my lord, don't.
But
do,
he has
right
those, I'm telling you, bro, Zane, you rotate that camera 180 degrees, there are like 20 plants in the crowd in front row being like
probably red,
spelling it the fuck out.
Just holding letters out or colors. Right? Red card means chill out.
Talk about education.
Yeah. Abortion. No, it's upside down.
Telling you, this man's got all the cue cards fucked up. He's got every aspect of this just, guys, I got this. And you're like, you don't got this. He's like, yeah, I got this.
We've had time. That's also what I like with time, where we can digest these things. Because a lot of times a hot take is cool.
Yeah.
But then seeing everybody's reaction that gives you a more sober second thought.
That man got cooked.
You would think that, okay, it wouldn't happen.
Mm.
But soon as you see it happening, I'm there looking, I'm like, Joe, no.
Don't go down like
don't
this.
Do it, Joey. Craig. He doesn't.
Can we not?
That Chucky doll turned face.
Can we not put me without being Mimi or anything, man? It's just like these last few years, bro.
Oh my goodness.
It feels like nothing's off the table. I feel like the face of debating is changing in front of our eyes, first of all.
You think we'll never get back to like where they're saying, hey, this is what I stand for. You my percentage has been up, and in 1990 this you signed for this in your small community, and that's what you're bringing to the system.
Facts. I was been in the same church for 50 years.
I'm committed.
My daddy's daddy built the railway. I mean, there's sprinkles of that because I guess that's what debating is, or yes, at least electoral campaigning and shit like that. Mm. But I feel like now it's just like, it's like WWE has crossed into this somehow. I feel like there's got to be like,
it's very entertaining.
Fans need an intro music, and yes, there's got to be pyrotechnics now for me to even start getting.
Yo, pyrotechnics at the presidential debate is pretty lit.
That would be pretty
lit. I'm not going to lie. Don't do this to me, Craig, because if this shows up next year, I'll be so mad.
Okay, let's just rewind time just a little bit. Zoom, zoom. All right, now intro starts, right? Whole building goes dark. Oh, what's going on? Boom, Stone Cold theme music.
Fuck.
Joe Biden comes out.
He's coming out.
He's at least a little cooler.
Give him the leather jacket in the shades. The cutoff vest, the leather vest with the shades.
Yo, he comes out. I don't want to see Joe. 5 points up in the polls.
I don't want to see Joe Biden in leather short, leather male booty shorts. Are there resting trunks?
But this also sets up a president. Like, we've talked about this so many times now, man, where it's like, is Trump going to win? Is Trump have a chance? Look at all that he's done. And it's like, how is this still a thing, man?
Like,
a debate, bro?
The debate of, is he going to win?
How could you talk about, like, accusations are wild. Some proven, some not. But you're talking about mans who are, like, hiding documents, having his place raided. What president gets his trap raided? What president gets his trap raided? And then you're still eligible. They still look at him and they're like, yeah, we give him another shot, you know?
But I don't think
down over that way.
His side of his team, they're not really fucking rolling with him like that, you know. I don't think they're just barely tolerating him, because remember, Trump's coming from he's the outsider, he's not a part of the boys club, you know what I mean? But Craig's like, you're a billionaire, shut up.
Yeah, he's more like, yeah, I bought a tank, what are you gonna do? He's like, yo, well, you could say something. I'm not saying you can't, but like, I also have this tank.
I noticed that they tried. There was a lot less time to respond,
yeah,
which was weird. I would want them to give these people at least 3 minutes to respond to something where they can have like a well thought out.
No.
No, not them.
No.
So not them here.
Discussion?
Yeah. Not them here, but in general. But so my point is, they shortened the time so much. I cannot confirm whether or not the time is actually shortened.
Yeah.
From last debate.
Yeah.
But it seems like the time constraint is so tight. They make sure that Joe doesn't give, you get what I'm saying? Shit the bed.
Just as shit's clicking.
Yeah, just as. Yeah,
like, all right.
You know when the AC, when the heater gets heating up, the heater gets heating? Yeah, after the first, like, you know,
fair,
20 minutes of heating the car up.
Fair.
They're like, soon it reached optimal temperature, we got to turn this car off.
That shit, she's going over.
Cut it. Yeah, because she's going to ramp up. You're going to run off the rails, right?
But
Trump's been lying. I don't know what he's lying about. I didn't really care. I just wanted to see his responses, and people saying all Trump doesn't have to do is just try not to be a super dick.
Yeah, you got to be a little bit humble.
Have some, yeah. Be cordial.
Because right? At the end of the day, you've lost at this point. Like, you're coming up to this having lost. People wanted you out at one point. Regardless, they may have thought back on those and said, maybe I want it this way this time. But
okay, good. Back to what you were saying.
Yeah.
When you're like, why are people still having this discussion of whether or not he's going to win? You're just saying that he lost up in this point, he lost.
Yeah.
So are you saying it was iffy up until this point? So it's now, what was it, 60, what was it, 60-40 before? Was it six? Was it, you know what I mean? And what compared to?
Well, yeah, it slowly leans the other way as you go on with time. But man, I got to feel like in the beginning, from Biden stepping in, that shit was almost landslide. That was almost like an 80-20.
And it
was
already were like, yo, it's a wrap.
Trump supporters were almost like packed back into the closet. It was almost there. There were still a lot of people that were super outspoken, but they were almost hushed, like almost entirely.
Interesting. That's a good race, yeah. You know? Racist trigger warning.
But now
we're allies of Trumpers, are we? No.
Now it feels like those people aren't even the voice anymore. These guys,
you don't hear them.
The top, the whole storm, the Capitol, those dudes, they're just like, yeah, we told y'all. And everyone else is like looking into the facts and being like, well, shit. This guy handled the pandemic and did XYZ. This guy did XYZ. Maybe I'm a rock. Maybe this is the book.
So Craig is voting Trump. You heard it here first.
Can we not get another candidate for?
I don't know what the switch out is. I saw today on the news
there's no way, bro.
The White House was like, "Yo, he is committed."
Yo, there's no way, dog.
He is committed,
bro. I'm just thinking like, how out of everybody? Because now this is probably where I'm going to butcher this part of the segment. It's okay. Like, there's a huge race leading up to the final few, meaning like anyone can run. We all know you got your Joe Schmoes and who's of who's and all these people can put their name in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you're telling me through X amount, probably hundreds of candidates, that we really ended up with this all over again. Like, there's no third option. Nobody's looking anywhere else.
Yeah.
That to me, man, I got the segue set up, but if there's anything else you'd like to say before my closing statements of this debate,
what as a debate lord, I a lot of people are saying, hey, it's not funny. It shouldn't be funny.
It's memes. It's fucking but memes. That's,
but
man.
Then you're like, yo, this is entertainment
now.
That's
what gets people paying attention.
It's sports, election, entertainment.
Bro, okay. You know, sir, Mr. President and Mr. President-elect, your audience has a 30-second time span because of fucking TikTok and whatnot, so you might want to get to the point.
Craig, you've been dropping gems. So maybe that's a part of it too. You're thinking people are not, what?
I need that
just clip them to death.
I need it right here, bro.
Just clip, chip, clip me to death. Okay.
Reel me, clip me the whole bit, bro.
Craig with the gems. Craig, I...
Hold up.
No. I'm not done yet.
Okay.
I feel sorry for them though.
Because, I'm gonna let you finish.
Pause. I feel bad. Happy 4th of July, by the way.
Oh, it is too.
You know, so. Wow.
Shout out to all our folks across the border, eh?
Yeah, we had ours last week.
It was great.
Yeah.
I was fucked up. Passed out drunk. I drank too much champagne. Out of by like 5, bro. Those fireworks were probably awesome.
Yo, out of 5 is good.
I was gone.
It was good.
It's in the backyard.
You deserve it.
Rumor has it the cork is still out there to this day.
Just reminiscing.
We had the champagne from New Year's 2 years
ago. Your cork has some Ray-Bans on it, just sitting on it with a dart. Like, yeah.
Hell yeah, bro. Hell yeah. Anyway, sorry.
I'm sorry for the folks, man, because it's hard to see. I miss real elections, whatever that means. Where it's like, yo, these guys got great policies. I miss that. But I think maybe this was always there, just the time has changed and we've gotten older and we can see more and understand more about the
100%
political landscape.
100%. I'm coming at it with a full haters perspective.
Yeah.
Full on haters perspective. And it's not even a back in my day perspective. It's just like a, what the fuck happened, bro? I felt like I just missed it all maybe. But I think that the worst part is you have a president. You have a running candidate who once wanted to nuke a hurricane. He wanted a nuke.
Is
that who you want, Zane?
Hold on, but is that?
No, I don't care.
Is that Prince?
You could cut my taxes in half. You could increase my education. You could anything you could think of. And the motherfucker says, "Yo, let's nuke a hurricane. Maybe this is the best option. You want me to do it? He'll press that button. That's how you know he'll ride for you.
Considering a hurricane is fucking up the Caribbean right now.
That was my segue. That was my segue.
I know. I'm here with you, Craig.
Sorry, I know that didn't go over your head.
Yeah, you just told everybody.
For the listeners out there.
69 episodes. We're working on it. Okay.
We had a while to work on this.
We're setting up real good. Hurricane Beryl, which hurricanes with the worst names are the ones with the damage.
Yeah.
Right? Hurricane Gilbert, Master of Jamaica, right? So they made a song about that. It started out in the Caribbean on Sunday. It tore through Grenada, St. Vincent, Barbados. Now it's making its way to Mexico. It also hit Jamaica this week. Did a lot of damage.
Heavy. I heard that islands are like devastated.
It's pretty bad.
Smaller islands is what I heard are like really, really feeling the effects.
We haven't heard anything from my wife's family on her island.
Because
they're not on the main island.
They don't have that direct line.
Yeah.
It's like you might find out in a couple of days kind of thing because all the service is knocked out. Everything's all smashed up.
That's the weird thing about building a house on a tropical paradise. It's you're also pretty much on your own. That's so a lot of people are just being like, you might just have to leave until the government decides to come down and up because just a lot of roofs are blown off. Yeah. A lot of beachfront places are messed up. It's really rough. I've seen it with that to Grenada. I've seen it with that to Jamaica.
But the death toll is very small.
It's very small.
That's a huge positive takeaway from this. So when I first heard the news, I already assumed the worst.
But historically, hurricanes' death tolls are usually pretty small.
True.
Because it's the one thing where you get ample warning.
So you're prepared, but also in some cases, what else are you going to do?
People not on road.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's only going to be the freak accidents of things to happen that people will get injured. So
that's true.
Thoughts and prayers. I'm looking for whatever charities that we send can get fed back up, right? And the problem is, it's our carnival season, Craig. Carnival Monday and Tuesday. This is our carnival week. Carnival is canceled.
Really?
Think about that. The biggest event in my nation's year, every year.
Canceled.
Doesn't happen.
And everywhere.
All throughout the
islands.
Well, whoever was having events too, their events are messed up. But a lot of those people were coming to St. Vincent to have carnival, the wet fets, the pumpings, all these big events. Already artists already booked. You know what I mean? You're pretty much on the plane. Some of these artists are already in town.
Damn. And this shit just hits.
Right? Now the promoters talking about refunds. And I see a couple of videos of my boys out in the bars and see people partying. Like, it's like we have that resilience. We did with a volcano a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
So they...
I don't want to downplay it, but it's like you have like a blackout or you have like a certain event where there's still like daily activities going on.
Yeah.
But obviously everyone understands the impact that this has.
Yes.
But it's a time where if the celebration's ongoing.
Yeah. Some people just still run with it.
It ties in.
Some are still trying to figure out
for the hurricane
how to can move. Yeah. It's a weird thing that goes on, which I hear my cousins, they talk about, even us too, where it's like, they want a trauma bond over the experience.
I get that.
We were here, the volcano exploded, and we're like, yo, we wish you were there.
I get that.
To do what? Add more burden to the system, straight to the system. Yo. That could have helped out, because we did help out. We did a big drive, like to have stuff get sent home and stuff like that. But
man, I heard that there's doing a lot of search and rescue, slash a lot of people are, like, they're looking for larger boats that can communicate, people with better infrastructure to kind of spread the word, make sure everybody's good.
Yes.
Start to not rebuild, but start to make sure everybody's accounted for and start to like really survey the damage. And
yeah. My cousin mentioned something of a cow on a, like in a power line.
A cow in a power line?
A cow. Cause a lot of people are saying it was so bad. It felt more like a tornado than a hurricane.
Really?
Yeah. So just and he's like, yo, I thought it was chat. He thought it was fake.
Yeah.
It's AI. And I'm thinking, I'm like, bro, our people are not like trying to do AI photos of the hurricane, right? But then he got multiple photos of like the cow in the power lines. And I'm just scratching.
Jeez.
Yeah. So it just showed how intense it was, right? So I count your lucky stars. I'm happy to a lot. Like you said, the death toll is low.
Yeah, prayers out there. A lot of people. Anyone's going through it, though.
Yeah, so people got to deal with their roofs and stuff like that.
Big rebuild. It's a lot of bringing it back to normal.
Right? My house is fine. Thank God. I didn't hear from my dad yet. His house should be fine. He has the best roof on the island, I think. So,
the best roof in the island.
No, I'm pretty mad. I get so upset. I go in and I've never been to a house where I'm looking at the roof and it feels like it's an accessory to the house.
This guy's like, make sure the roof is on point.
Just looking at it, you're like, it's nice. I can look at the roof. I want to look at the roof. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I wanted to talk a little bit, Craig, about the fact of our side of the fence.
Yeah.
Homegrown Justin Trudeau. They're saying he's losing a lot of footing in regards to him recently losing.
There's a riding in Saint something.
Same Samamahu.
Saint Samamahu.
Yeah.
That had held the liberal vote for like 30 years or maybe
strong.
These guys are leaning left, son.
Mm.
Rolling deep. And they lost.
Yes.
And now this was in a lower riding. This was like a local one. But
yeah.
They
made a lot of the incumbents.
They lost their
pundits.
Yeah.
Saying that, hey, this is always a guaranteed big piece of the cake for them. So the fact that they lose this is definitely I'm trying to use a political moment here. Watershed moment. Check me out.
I think that it's the proof's in the pudding. It's just like if you have these warning signs coming up and you choose to ignore them, like there are subtle signs that you're heading the wrong direction, and there are super oblivious red flags that are just screaming that something's about to go down. That being one of them, man. If you hold a riding for 30 years, people have gone with good, bad, and ugly. People have rocked with your decisions, not agreed with every single one of them, but said, you know what? At the end of the day, I know this is heading down the right path. And when they start having doubts and when they start having second thoughts and they don't feel like that's the best fit for them, you done fucked up.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? Even though it's a small sample size in the big picture, not looking so good.
So you're saying it's a wrap for your boy Trudeau?
I mean, man, he's got a life after this. You know, I'm sure he could do some reality TV or some shit. I'm sure there's
maybe a life. Stick if Sophie shows up and
It's like Trudeau gets cucked, episode one.
Actually, we do need it. Excuse me. We do need it's Bertine Mike's. My bad. We could do with a female premier, prime minister.
I don't want...
Okay.
It's going to sound bad.
Sorry, we're going to do this. No, Craig.
Right?
This Sorry, Craig.
I don't want Canada to be...
Pandering?
No, just the first in North America, I guess I would say. I sooner want the States to hold that one. And then it's like
just okay, talked about how they burnt the toast.
I'm not saying there's an issue with it, because truthfully there's so many moving parts into that you know, this is a face, right? I've always said that is that the prime minister or president is the face that addresses the public, but you can't run a country on your own. You have all these people in all types of shit.
But a lot of the other provinces are like, yo, you need to go home.
I just feel like right now, as it currently stands, the whole female president/prime minister thing is like a progressive move. And I feel like, again, that's like a meme-y kind of cringy thing in my opinion.
Okay.
Where it's like, I don't feel like it would be respectful.
Yeah, let me mad at Craig. I get where he's coming from.
Yeah, like
if it does happen, it'll be pandering.
And then it's like,
rather than we
were a female.
Yeah,
rather.
Yeah. And he's like,
I don't want to do that.
I don't want to hear that.
Yeah.
I want to hear the person.
They deserve it, right?
Now, my biggest vote for that and my crush, Bonnie Crombie. Ooh. She would definitely be my vote for premier. I get it, these are all rich people and they own stuff, but yeah, guess what? That's just how everything goes.
Yeah, it's not to say they can't do it, man. By all means, I feel like that's a total equal rights discussion at this point. I mean, dude, it's been years and years and years. Like, females have the same equivalent to males when it comes to these spaces. 100%. There's nothing, there's no capability, there's no reach, there's no attitude or emotion, there's nothing. Like, they could totally run the country, but I feel like being the first overshadows so much of what you're trying to accomplish. That is a problem to me.
So you're saying the second black president would be more iller?
Oh, I don't even know.
Craig, what? I'm trying to roll your back. I'm trying to prove your point here, and you're shooting yourself in the foot here.
No, because
got him.
It shouldn't have been a race thing to begin with.
No, but was it?
It wasn't. Was it to you?
Was it? I don't know. Some dude told me happy Juneteenth the other day, and I was just like, cool. I don't. But like when he said it, like
Canada Day.
No, but when he said it, you can see he felt good, like because with the other white dude around me, he's like, yeah, I.
They can't be iller, bro. Barack was such a fucking poster child.
Oh, okay, that's different. Your argument is because we hit such a high bar.
Barack was like,
who are you gonna get?
Yeah,
Denzel.
Denzel would be
Morgan. Okay, Freeman. I got you. Morgan, I got
Freeman.
You. I got you. I thought it was just okay. I got you. You're saying the bar was set so high the first time.
Yeah,
we're good where we're at. Yeah,
it's hard to recapture that lightning in a bottle. You know what I'm saying?
We want some vibe, though. We want some vibe. You see, you want the Rock. I saw the Rock selling hair products.
No. Oh my God. I'll buy it. You know, why not? Yo, Dwayne, yo, hook us up. Hidden Six. Hit me up with a bottle of that Keeps or whatever.
Listen, Craig, I need to laugh. I don't want to serious us out too much anymore on politics and all that shit, right? So I'm going to throw a curveball at you.
Let's go. Wait. If I'm the Blue Jays.
No. We're not staying there. Okay? Okay. Ready?
Okay.
Whenever I'm using a public washroom, right, I notice that other people really treat it like it's their washroom.
Go on.
So when I sit down, Craig, this time, know what I do? I walk with headphones now.
Okay.
There's been quite a couple of occasions where you can hear the unpuckering
Wait. Okay. I got you. It's like a quiet space, but also not. It seems to be the loudest when you don't want it to be.
I'm very meek when I'm taking my
stall.
Yeah, when I'm taking a dump, I'm very meek when my, you know, I'm like, oops.
That's your stall, you know? But right? Nothing ever echoed so loud.
To hear the aggressive unpucker and it's just like, come on.
But wait, guys. If you have the headphones in, how are you hearing
that? No, but that's the problem. I've had headphones on me.
Yeah.
And that's where it's like, oh, time to headphone up. It's gonna be a scream fest. Yeah. And because the toilet bowl is very acoustic, right? So you can hear.
It's always like,
bro, the unpuckering.
The start is always like the rough part for anybody.
I get so mad.
And then you start like judging the other person because you're like, yo, it's about to be a really.
What do you do?
Day.
You come out and you kind of stare over that direction. Just be like, yeah.
Yo, man, drop the bomb.
I'm just saying, guys, courtesy flush.
Okay, fair enough.
Right? That flush halfway through.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Water's whatever, but you know, courtesy flush, so you want to make it as approachable for you when you're coming back in the next time.
Do you ever think like, am I normal when you're hearing the sound and you're like, yo, is that what it's supposed to be like?
No. Well, no, like I said, I'm meek with mine. I can do that.
Yeah. I'm but rarely violently shitting in this public
space. When I hear, listen, nobody ever controls what you're eating.
I've only had one.
You could get the bucka bucka bucka. you could get the there's about five different soundtracks to this, right?
True.
None of them are flattering. You rather the steady toothpaste stream that's, you know, you look like the diet's healthy. You're good. Yeah, we're doing this. Yeah, we're doing this. We're old. You gotta talk about your diet. You've all studied your poop. And be like, okay, cool. That's not so bad.
Oh,
right? So when, like I said, I'm very meek with mine. I am conscious that the person next door can hear everything.
100%.
So I'm more tactical in how I move. Okay. Just to say that, right? Okay. So shout out to everybody who just let it crush it.
That's psychic.
And it's almost like I'm backed up in the corner it's going to get me.
And then you feel like, you know, should everything all right in there?
I don't even care. I'm just mad because I don't want to hear it. And that's where the headphones come in, where you're like, man, I got to hear. I feel it breaks such a barrier. Craig, I'm listening to your sphincter contract. It's.
I'm trying to not.
Yeah.
I'm trying to like not let that thought. That's an intrusive thought.
Brother.
I got to stay out. That's got to stay out because when you think of that, you'll never unthink it.
Yeah. And especially if I see you. Right? And you're like, yo, what's up, Ozzy? You're like talking to me, washing your hand.
You're like, man, that's violent.
It's too much for me. It's too much for me. Okay. Another thing that's too much for me, Rick Ross.
It's getting to that point.
I'm sick of Rick Ross now.
He wants to be a public figure so bad. But again, we have to pay homage to, you know, the hustling era, the MMG.
Craig.
You weren't big on the wave?
I was big on the wave.
The boss movement.
But now you're getting in such a silly mode.
Yeah.
I'm not feeling that Dade County. I'm not feeling that vibe anymore.
Because I feel it's not a boss mode. It's an entrepreneur mode. And that seems to be a little more annoying to me.
With his antics?
Yeah.
Just with the posting of the videos, the trolling.
Like when you're a boss, there's like a certain amount of pride because you're like, yo. In this case here, you're like, I came from nothing. I've put people on. I have a stand-up dude. And you're like, oh, I respect all of those things. He did all that. But when you're an entrepreneur, you're almost like, I can do whatever I want and I can do no wrong.
I guess. It's just
check out my farm and fucking da-da-da-da-da.
Bro, since this whole... Now here's a problem. I'm getting to a part now where I'm hating the beef because the aftertaste, it's like, it's like, okay, guys, we get it. It was a moment. Can we move on now?
I've heard the wildest takes from like...
I don't want to see the more fucking videos of it hitting off at a barbecue.
The next C-list celebrity to be like, just change the culture. Get the fuck out of here.
How many third diss track song clips have you seen or heard? I'm sick of it now.
I'm with that.
It's bro. I'm sick of hearing, oh, so-and-so played it in a club here.
I had this debate too, man. Oh my God. It kills me every time because it's, you know what? the smart tactic of all this is it's a never-ending debate. It's like there's no right and no wrong, and that's like the hardest part.
We're losing the that sweet moment.
Culture's got it, man. Culture's got it in the headlock hard. They're not ready.
It's nuking the headlock. The fuck you don't listen. If you noogie me every time we meet,
it's a problem.
It's stressful.
Don't demo me like that.
I'm in a suit. I'm on the beach. We're at barbecues. You're just like,
Okay, but for Ross, like, he's had many ups and downs, right? So 50, for instance, is like a career killer. 50 is a dude you don't go up against because you usually don't come back and have a story to tell afterwards.
He's a
menace. Did that, though. Ross did that. Let's give him his flowers for that, right?
Yeah.
Agreed. Now, he got a little big-headed at the end of the day. He had his wave. He had his little vibe, you know? But I feel like now it's not a cry to be relevant because I don't think that's what he does it for.
I think he likes attention, bro. And this is the only thing he can... is what he's only gets to go back to his hustler motivational morning eating out of a gold bowl.
Right.
That's it.
Not
that is it.
Entrepreneur.
Okay, sorry, Greg.
Telling you, if you look at it that way, you're going to be like, there's a smugness to it that I don't like. I don't like how he's doing this.
That moonwalk was terrible.
Bro, like, and you don't need to be like an IG celebrity. You don't need to be like a public figure or like an influencer. It's like, yo, you're Rick Ross, bro. Like, take it and go on. You know what I mean? Like,
so you had to come to BC.
He came to Canada for a show?
I guess.
Was he performing? No.
No, he probably was. Maybe, yeah. If that's the end of the set, I think he played at the end of his set. He was walking off. And then, you know, of course, people are like, yo, chill out.
People start because he played Not Like Us when he was ending his set. And then the crowd, I guess people closer to the front started, you know, hyping up and bigging up.
People went there. Listen, guys, people go to events with the intention to do something.
To start some shit.
You know Rick Ross is going to play this song.
You know that security got fired.
Nah, you set me up.
Maybe.
You set me up.
You know that venue security got fucking tossed for
you
that
one. You set me up. You pokes the hornet's nest, and then I'm supposed to...
But why, as Rick Ross, do you approach said heckler in the crowd? What gives you... What hit the nerve hard enough where you're like, you in the crowd in Canada? Like
entrepreneurial...
this guy gets it. He gets it. He said, you know what?
I'm a mogul.
Mindset. I'm a fuck.
I'm a mogul. I'm a bless you, son. You're not an owner.
Say, I'm gonna humble you real quick.
I have lawn staff, but I cut my own lawn. I'm still scratching my head at that. I was like, wait, what?
Why? I mean, if you want to trim the hedges like that, sure, but like they make it look a lot nicer.
Maybe he likes it a certain way. Oh, it's better. It's like, let me do it. So all in all,
so he Rick gets Ross. Punched. He gets the little tussle ensues and Rick Ross gets punched. You know, everybody escapes unscathed. And then it's a whole like, yeah, you got me, but you didn't get me that time. And other homeboys like, yo, don't fucking play that shit in Canada. And then like all of the US is like, someone said this was the best roundup of it. They said, Canada is like America's hat.
Up top.
And I was like, shit. I kind of get it. Like,
we're an accessory.
We're the Jays fitted on top. You know what I mean?
That's rough.
A black Air Force.
We'll take
energy,
it. We'll
son.
Take it.
A
we'll
black
take
Air
it.
Force energy.
You got to think about it before you walk out. But with or without.
So funny.
With or without, right?
That was also how it was posted towards something we're also going to touch base on, which is the violence and ongoing whatnot. So, yeah, the beef. I'm over it too, Zane. I agree. I'm over this whole beef. I almost don't care what either party does at this point. I'm like not excited for Drake projects. I'm not excited for any Kendrick. Kind of hope that they both just
go back to their corner.
Yeah, somehow ease back.
Drake's been draking. Yeah. Got a somebody Kavivil.
Oh, what the model thing?
Kobebo. What's her name?
Some model talking about.
She was a singer. She's a singer.
Talked about some zesty activities.
That was it.
Is that the right one?
No, that's not the right one.
He's got a lot of allegations flying. It's hard to keep
track. Oh, it's not allegation. Oh my God, Craig. Craig's kicking Drake's back. Yeah, see, that's why we can't talk about Drake anymore in the show. Yeah, it's not fun. It's not fun anymore. It's not funny. It's like kicking a dead horse, burying it up and kicking it again.
It's just worth us giving the attention to.
That's true. You know what? They need our opinion on it.
Yeah.
Because we're the closest thing to Drake. They're not a close to Drake.
I'd love to debate like an actual LA native on this. Like a good hip hop grounded, not like push a fact down your fucking, you know?
What did Chelsea White said? Ain't nobody on that Kendrick stage, people are going to buy the albums.
Facts.
He's like, don't nobody know who those people are.
He makes a point.
Niggas on the stage. I hate to agree with him. You can't name one of them on the stage.
I hate to agree with
him. The ball player.
Yeah, yeah. Talk about the culture, man. The culture ain't going to do nothing for you at the end of the day, buddy.
It is what it is. Our gun culture here, it seems to be thriving. Our city is hot with shootings of just all 14-year-olds shooting the place up.
They've kind of caught the meta, which is like, get the YO charge, back out at 18, back to run amok in the society.
Craig, you're giving me the things that I already know.
It's a meta, though.
You can wild out now because your charge is going to be lesser. You can get away with the minor charge for shooting four people.
But meanwhile, you can't take back what you did, and you're going to, when you develop, you're going to regret that shit a lot of that times, man. Crazy. Yeah, but that's the gang meta. That's gang.
Yo, Craig, you've been in the streets, eh?
I mean, I've seen enough movies, I'll tell you that much. I know how that shit
not
works.
Not a laughing matter, but hey, that's how we cope. I think anybody that's running for any office, any kind of political, should attack violence as a big thing. And the rats.
It's a tough one, man.
It should really address that because, I don't know how you address it. Listen, a guy that's worked in the community and done a lot of community-oriented things, they pander to us with the community services, mm-hmm. as in, hey, let the people in the community fix the problem. Like, they'll say, hey, we'll give you the money to facilitate a space.
Why don't you build a gym?
Yeah, community center.
Right.
Right?
Right. And now, put a fence right in front in one walkway so no one can fucking run.
Not everybody can get through here.
Everybody can just go one way.
Right?
And we'll put some mandem right at the front of said gate.
Trap. So it's just the fact of, when I think about it, giving the community the what's the word, where you might think is the tools to make their community better, I think it's limited in scope because we're limited in scope. You know what I'm saying? We can't change laws. We can tell you, hey, it's because of the poverty rate, right? We're living in poverty. It's kind of hard for us to see outside of poverty. You get where I'm going with this?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of hard for us to see. It's like, the person in the house with the house on fire, well, you're here when the house is on fire, so you should know where to start to put the fire out. But they're firefighters who specialize in the science of shit burning.
Ooh, that's a good way to put it.
Right, where we live it, right? We can stand the hurricane and know how to batten down the hatches, but we need foresight. We need a grander scheme. We need more help on a big brain level. Right,
yeah,
to solve some of these things, right? Systemic violence, systemic poverty, systemic racism within policing and stuff like that.
Do you not feel like some of this whole, like some of the shooting and some of the stuff that this, I guess the crime that's going on though is a lot more spontaneous in some ways?
No, the ones that I've seen, from what I've seen, it's business shootings.
True.
It's people getting scammed. A lot of them, when you hear it, I know it sounds racist as fuck, but I listen to the names and listen to the places they're from, whether they've known each other, male or female, business associate, especially when there's more than one.
Yeah.
The shooting on at the soccer field with the guys just chilling where they always play. Lots of friends that do that where they have a specific park where you just go. It's like when guys will play shinny,
it's like pickup
somewhere.
You
just
know that if you
where no matter what, every Sunday,
someone's gonna be rocking.
So you're like, yo, you're gonna reach. Yeah, me and Derek are here. Okay, good. I'm gonna reach down. We always and then you have barbecues. You become a family. There's always drinks.
Right.
This become our thing that we do every Sunday at this time. Right.
Yeah.
Little house league, if need be. Right.
Yeah.
It just might be the one kid that's always some dude talk to him a zesty way he didn't like that. And he know where he's at. He knows where he's at.
And he's pulling up.
He's pulling up and he's
going to make a statement.
Right? So, like you said, it goes back to the laws, right? Maybe we do need more aggressive laws. Because you know what? You can't be shooting up the place and expect to come back out and live a normal life. I'm sorry. I call it life tax.
It's true.
Laws are one thing, but the cosmic fabric of just you fucking around and find out.
It's coming back.
It's going to come back.
It's coming back more times than not, man.
Are you for lowering the... like just changing the laws on minors?
I don't think it comes down to that. I think that like I said, since they're not fully developed a lot of times, don't get me wrong, people know what they're doing at the moment. Of course, yeah. Of course they do. But the actual gravity of what they're doing doesn't hit. You know, for me, I didn't smarten the fuck up till I was like late 20s. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It took so long to think back on certain things and how I could have handled them and how I should have. And even now, in certain situations, I probably don't handle them the way I should be, even at my age. You know what I mean?
True.
So I don't think that's the punishment on the minor will work 10 out of 10 times. Will it work in certain circumstances? 100%, because you've taken the problem out of the equation altogether. Yeah. But prison has always been the goal, at least as far as I understand it, has always been reform, has always been introducing back into society and that kind of thing. So if that's the direction that we're going, you can't really do that. You can't take extra time off this kid, off this youth's life, and then expect him to come back and somehow just want to change or just want
a lot of these people are repeat offenders.
You know, like
a lot of people are repeat offenders.
Yeah, like right? There's got to be something worked into there where things like that are repeat and whatnot. Yeah, there are definitely room for harsher penalties for there, but a straight up, you know,
are you for the death penalty?
Yeah, good. Eye for an eye, bro, 100%.
Craig's like, yo, a killer, man.
Yo, for an eye, bro. I'm telling you, look, I don't pray this on nobody, but under the circumstances where most people are serving a death penalty, like if you're a surviving family member, if you're surviving anything, bro, how could you want this guy's locked up eating three meals a day, this, that, and the third, man? Nah, bro, that's not me. I can't do that. If I knew that this was a one and done situation and I didn't have to take it out that myself,
yeah,
I would go that route.
Craig, you should run for prime minister. You're a very common sense man.
I feel like Toronto West would be on fire if I did. Yo, Toronto West would be like,
yeah, you hold it down.
This guy just come.
Yo, through. Once you have the Osmos guy, the mascot in the background, everybody's like, yo, he's a man on road.
Also, not a deterrent.
Yeah, he's a man on road.
Jeez.
Yeah, and I'm kind of mad at those most dangerous. I always feel that way when I watch those most dangerous places in Toronto. Little videos online and shit, because I'm like, yo, I'll be there. Y'all chill out.
It's not that bad.
It's chill out. Everybody chill out.
Have it's like you go anywhere you look for trouble, bro, you're going to find it, right?
That's a tough one, man.
That's a very big question to ask. So I don't think that that's the reform that we're looking for. But I like what you said about the community being given the opportunity to fix the community. But maybe that's not the way to do it.
Yeah. Because, Craig, I've been doing this for so long.
Yeah.
I've seen 1,000, even when they show it on TV, oh, this is a community center where kids were talking about there, and you can see the frustration in the kids' faces. And I had that frustration on those same round table discussion.
Yeah, like, yo, I'm right here while you're talking.
Yeah. And it's just, it's almost like pandering to the culture.
Yeah. You're setting it up.
Yo, like,
is why we're
guys want,
having
you
it.
Want money to facilitate some people coming and talking about their shit for the day.
Yeah.
But where do we show results?
True.
And okay, is the results in, okay, Craig and Zane comes in and it gives them some life skills where they can, you know, okay, cool. But that, we need higher shooting average, whatever. Sorry.
I get what you mean.
Damn.
Sorry.
That wasn't it. Craig, listen, we're almost out here. Before we leave, a last thing I have to say. We're such a fickle society. I was surprised to see this. What's the Hawk 2 girl take the world over by storm?
Please get her far, far away from society. Bro, come on. Why?
Right?
People told me apparently she was already like viral on TikTok before all this popped.
She's a plant.
Apparently this video existed for a while before this all went. But bro, no. I can't do it, man. That Hawk 2-ish, like, that's so stupid.
It's
man.
A wrap.
Yeah, please, guys, do not feed into that shit, man.
Yeah, it's, I saw where she's like, listen, God. I don't have any merch. People already make merch. You know, she's going to do, yeah, like, she's going to make money.
That's the dumbest shit ever, bro. And it's not even fucking funny at the end
I
of
think
the
that's
day.
A measure.
And nothing more.
That's a measure of
that's where, the attention span.
Where we've
like,
gotten.
Go run with
yeah,
it.
Back to
mean?
The president's election.
How many thought interviews we watched where I've heard a million and one different things, and most of them not funny, and that one's definitely
it's
not
funny.
Up there.
It's like an inspirational quote.
Like, yo,
that.
All of a sudden, you know, housewives everywhere rejoice. Like, like, what?
granted, I'm not against what she stands for.
There has to
I don't that. Think you're against what she stands for Fuck, either.
You got me.
I think that's why, maybe you're looking past why she didn't get, why she got viral, because everybody was like, ain't that the truth?
The three raccoons in a trench coat inside of me just tells me that this is not cool. It tells me like, nah, bro.
And they're making the raccoon sounds. They're not trying to be people.
What's the big deal?
Yeah.
I really hope that trend dies out super, super fast. I'm so upset that that came to light. I don't know. I feel like we hit a new low with that. Did it not?
Then I saw her, Shaq ran out. He did like a little thing with her. He's like in her face. And I'm like, what's going on here? But hey, listen, man, Craig, you need a viral moment. That's what you're missing out.
I guess, clearly. I don't know, man.
You need to be a plant.
I can't picture me in a social media setting, man. I really can't.
Trust me, I know.
Even even the podcast concept.
Trust me, I know.
I thought of
I'm like, Craig, how about this? Like,
right? I think about beyond podcasting, and it's like, I don't know, man. I'll see how I'd handle it if I was in that situation, you know? And it's like,
must I?
I just feel like you're like not allowed to necessarily live by your standards anymore, and things do change. You have
you're
to
saying that you lose more control of who of your own.
I feel like for us and what we're accomplishing is that if we approach this with a certain view where like if you approached it like a job, you know what I mean?
More tedious.
Well, it becomes tedious, but it allows you to kind of like, okay, we know what we're going to talk about. We know what areas we're not going to touch base on, but that's not out from the heart. Cause we'll say some good shit. We'll say some dumb shit. We'll say stuff that people don't agree with. But at the end of the day, I still feel like even though I put this through this mic and it will be there for years to come and I can and will be judged at some point in my life, I still own it. That's true. You know what I mean? So the fame that comes afterwards, you know, obviously I'd be willing to find out. I'm sure you know that. We already set our number. We ready to sell out. Don't worry. But yeah, I think that would be a very weird thing.
So what would be the male version of Hawk 2?
The male version. The male version of Hawk. Deuce Bigelow, male gigolo.
Food for thought, ladies and gentlemen. Well, you said to guys homework,
you know,
come back to us next week and tell us what would be the male equivalent. So if that question was to a male, to a guy, what would be his response? And then we'll figure it out, right?
Good point.
What was my thing? Foot in a face.
Foot in a face?
It's
what?
It's a position.
I kind of get where it's going. I kind of can picture it in my head. Oh my god. Listen. Everybody out there.
Like, how nasty is she? Foot in her face. You know?
We've covered a lot of topics, all right? We've touched base on some new ones. We've touched base on some older ones. For those of you that don't know, LCBO is about to go on strike, so I won't get into the details of it, but it may happen. You better stock up.
I think it's a trap.
I heard there's
a plug out there. But I'm falling for it. I'm falling for it. My plug be plugging.
I heard there's a plug out there.
Yeah.
LeBron, you know, I am actually happy for once. The only thing I might be happy to see LeBron accomplish is to get to play with his son.
Yes.
There's a lot of shit going on with that. Man was picked 55th. Y'all need to chill out. Giannis,
it's not nepotism, Craig.
Giannis has had a brother on the team for fucking like
years. Giannis is not LeBron James.
They're in that sense, they're close to that.
You're saying he's allowed to make one call.
Giannis is the LeBron of Milwaukee. I'll tell you that right now. Giannis has got more chips than LeBron in Milwaukee than LeBron in Lakers, so.
Okay.
But anyways, I digress. I'm saying that it's actually a huge moment for basketball, a huge moment for sports to have a father-son duo.
Probably for him. Let's not shit on that.
Huge for him, bro.
Okay, fine.
Huge. Huge. And I'll leave it at that. Do we have anything else we're going to touch base on?
Not really. I'm just happy that we got back to it.
I hope I survive this weekend. I can't wait to tell you all the tales of the things I can discuss.
I can't wait.
But no, we got a sick-ass dinner planned out. Going to hit up the casino. Gonna feel pretty fucking gangster going there with the boy.
Wish you the best of luck.
Oh, yeah, man. I appreciate that.
Craig's gonna come back with a bag.
I hope that's the case, man. Oh, but you know what? We'll set the expectations low. If anything, I had a good time. Come back, get to chill with the homies and live to tell the tale.
Be safe.
It's
be
more
safe.
Than enough for me. So it's hot out there. Everybody make sure that y'all taking cover, get under some shade, get you some hydration, get you some quench. Prayers out there to the people in the islands. Hope that everything is getting better. We can start rebuilding. Y'all can follow us on all streaming platforms. At the Hidden Six, do not forget. Mm-hmm. That's the Hidden Six. Tell it to you. Tell it to a friend. Tell it to Shima.
Yes, and subscribe so you can get updates of when new episodes come out. As I see you guys be eating up the old ones, I appreciate that as well.
Yeah, bro. It's always a pleasure having y'all seated around us. So episode 69, Trey Way, you know the whole deal. And we will see you on the next one.
Peace.
Peace.